I think it's really revealing that you chose to use this type of thin shell for your home on Bainbridge Island.
I had the opportunity, of course, as you can imagine, to use these forms that were already constructed. I had the opportunity to use them at no cost to me. I mean, I paid for the cost of the concrete and the steel and the labor and so forth, but so I was able to do my house very economically, but use these concrete shells. The house is and this is, of course, determined by the fact that I'm dealing with a square inverted umbrella hyperbolic paraboloid shape, and there were limited dimensions available to me. There was a 30 by 30 shell that had been constructed to do the Washington Correction Center in Shelton, by the way. That was available to me. Then there was the original 24-foot square shell that was available to me, the first one that was built. So the house was built using those two shapes. And so the design is a pavilion design, so individual shell here connected to another shell by a bridge. So the 30 by 30 framed out the living, dining, kitchen upstairs, recreation room and studio, and some bedrooms downstairs. And there were two levels. I used it for floor construction also. And then there was a bedroom wing, master bedroom wing off one end, and there was a bedroom wing for three daughters off the other end. And the two sons were downstairs. And then we had a big deck. We had a big 30-foot square deck, also connected by bridges to the rest of the house. So it grew out of using those shapes, of course, the design of the house.